instead, she just went off with, ran off somebody else. What would they say she did to him? That she did, you know, she, even though she promised him she'd marry him, she married, ran off with somebody else.
Breach of promise.
And would they ever say that she jilted him?
Yeah, that'd be what. She jilted him, I would ask.
Yeah. Well, now, would they use that either way? I don't know. Do you? I don't, would it be a man or a woman?
Now, most, I don't know.
Now, but now, if she didn't jilt him or whatever, you'd say they just went ahead and got
married.
Now at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be the
best man,
and the one that, and the girl that stands up with the bride would be the
maid of honor.
Now, back in the old days, do you ever remember hear people talk about, like, if somebody got married, that they would go to their house and make a lot of racket and,
yeah.
What did they call that?
Chivalrium.
Chivalrium. Did you ever remember them doing that? Did they do that in your time?
Some people.
Some people did. Now, if you were talking about a large group of people, and it just everybody was there, you'd say, and somebody asked you who were there, and you'd say, well, instead of saying just everybody, you'd say the...
Everybody and his brother.
And, what would you call it when, like, young people get out on the floor and move around on the floor, you'd say...
Dance.
And if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school...
Let's out.
And after the summer, I mean after the vacation time, children begin to say, well, when does school
start?
And if a little boy left home in the morning to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he...
Laid out? Played hooky?
Mm-hmm. And people say they go to school in order to get an...
Education.
And then after high school, they go on to...
College.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
Grade school. Elementary school.
Now, like, a long time ago, they used to sit on benches, and now they sit at...
Desk.
And each child has his own individual...
Desk.
A building that's just specially for books would be a...
Library.
And you mail a package at the...
Post office.
And, like, in a strange town, you might have to stay overnight at a...
Motel.
Now, before they had motels, they had...
Hotels.
And if you went to see a movie, you'd go to a...
Theater.
And people have to have an operation in the
hospital.
And the woman that takes care of you in the hospital would be a
nurse.
And now they used to catch a train at the
depot.
Or they might call it the rail
station.
Now like at a if you had a courthouse and there was like a green grass around it and stuff, you might call that the
lawn.
And if a person was walking down a road and instead of wanting to go all the way to the corner and turn, they might cut across a field at a diagonal, and you'd say they were walking...
Shortcut.
And like if you had a table and you put it across the corner of the room, you'd say that table was sitting...
Diagonal.
And another word for diagonal might be...
Crossways.
How about, well, I don't know if you use this word, how about catty-corner?
Yeah, catty-corner.
Catty-corner.
Yeah.
You know, well, in like a long time ago in towns, maybe in Bristol or someplace, I don't know if they used to have these in Bristol, but these things, before they had